Sample speaking role play for doctors, diverticulitis. Hello, Sally. You're here regarding your test results, aren't you?
Yes, Doctor, I am.
Well, I have some good news for you.
Oh, yes.
The colonoscopy has found no evidence of cancer.
Oh, great. Are you sure, though?
Yes, I am sure. I know you're concerned, and I know that your father had bowel cancer. But your tests have come back negative, so that is a good result for you.
Yeah, that's good news.
And look, let me reassure you, we can see cancer if it's present in the colon in more than 90% of cases. So we do miss very few early stage cases.
Oh, that is a relief. But there must be something wrong with me, because I'm still experiencing these abdominal pains.
Yes, we have discovered what is causing the problem. You have something called diverticular disease. Have you ever heard of this condition?
No, I haven't, but it sounds quite serious.
Well, if we follow the proper management, it does not have to be so serious. Let me tell you a little bit more about this condition.
Okay.
Well, it's like a herniation of the large bowel or colon. It can be caused by not having enough fibre in the diet. Over time, small pouch-like swellings have developed in your bowel wall. Bacteria can settle into these areas, which in turn can lead to infection, which is what's causing you the pain. Is that clear so far, Sally?
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, at this stage, I would recommend making some changes to your diet.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, Sally, it's time to start eating more fibre. It's time to start eating more vegetables. And it's also time to reduce the amount of fast food you eat.
Yeah, but as you know, that's going to be very hard for me. I've eaten this way all my life.
Well, I realise that, but I do want you to understand that there are significant risks and complications that can be associated with this condition. Sometimes the infection can lead to an abscess and potentially move into other organs.
Oh, okay.
Now, if that happens, we would have to do emergency surgery.
That doesn't sound good.
No, and this surgery can be more difficult than the surgery for cancer, to tell you the truth.
I see.
So I think if we do not follow a good diet habit now, we'll have to face the possibility of doing emergency surgery to do a resection of the whole colon, which is not a very good experience.
Oh dear. Well, yeah, I guess I do need to do something then. But I don't really understand what I have to do.
Well, I'm sure you'll find that it's not so difficult to make the changes that are required. For example, what do you normally have for breakfast?
Well, actually, I usually go to McDonald's on my way to work.
Well, instead of that, try having cereals for breakfast, such as muesli or porridge, and this will increase your fibre intake.
Okay, I could do that.
And during the day, start having more vegetables, especially leafy green vegetables, as well as more fresh fruit. I believe that it will be easier to make these changes than you think. There are a lot of people, like yourself, who've succeeded in doing this and become very healthy.
Okay, I will give it a try.
Well, I think you're making a very wise choice, Sally. And once you start having a high-fiber diet, I believe the symptoms will disappear quite quickly. And in the meantime, I'll start by prescribing some antibiotics to kill off any organisms that may have settled in the diverticula.
Oh, good.
And in that way, we'll fight the disease from two angles. One from my side with the medication, and the other is from your side by following a healthy diet. So, do you think you can do that?
Yes, I do.
Great. Now, there's one more very important area that I'd like to address, if I may.
Yes.
As you know, your weight has been increasing steadily over the last 5 years. And the last time I weighed you, you were over 100 kilograms, which does mean you're quite overweight. So with heavy weight and a diet high in fat, you are increasing your risk factors for a variety of serious health conditions. Therefore, not only do I want you to follow a healthy diet, but I also want you to start doing regular exercise.
What type of exercise?
Well, you can start by doing at least 30 minutes of walking, or about 2 kilometres, at least 5 days a week, and more if you can manage it.
That will be hard, because it's so hot at the moment.
Well, go early in the morning, before work. Swimming is also another excellent exercise, or you could consider joining your local sports centre. This will help burn off the calories, and you'll be surprised how much better you feel in a short time.
All right, Doctor. I'll make an effort.
I'm pleased to hear that. Here's your prescription, and I'd like to see you in a month's time to see how you're progressing.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor.